Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Can you all hear me? Hallelujah. If you would in the chat, give me a 10 being the best and 1 being the worst, please, on the sound check. I do greet you all for coming tonight to the broadcast, the Spitway Truth Radio broadcast, Brother Segment. I'm your host, Deacon Bell. Hallelujah. I see a 10 from Sister Brittany. Bless you, Sister Brittany. Brother Tommy, a family for Jesus. Bless you all. Hallelujah. My co-host, Brother Josh, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that sound check there. Hallelujah. Let me give us the mailing address real quick before we get going. If you'd like to donate to the Straightway Truth, Straightway Truth Ministry, our mailing address is 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Hallelujah. Can't wait till our Sister Willie gets to do the audio on that. But I hope everyone enjoyed the word yesterday. The pastor's teaching us a different level of deliverance, teaching us about the marine spirits, the water spirits, how they are affecting, how their operation and how they're oppressing and opposing the saints of the Most High. Yeah. Many saints are operating out of those type of spirits as well, too. From land, sea, and air. And that's good. That was good. The pastor started us off with introductory teaching on that. Can't wait till next week to hear him add more to that. Bless you, Brother Willie, Sister Deanna. Hallelujah. And it's just good to get more knowledge because we need it. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. I think the Most High is helping the shepherd uncover more of the devil's devices that he uses against us. The different things that we need to be able to, information we need to be able to combat Satan's kingdom, especially getting it and attack it and getting it out of us. Hallelujah. And, I'm not going to be here long tonight at all. Just had a few things on my heart, but, hallelujah. So, the word tells us this. We should obey them that have the rule over us. We all know that scripture. Most of us know it. Very few of us live by it. Some don't want to live by it at all or go by that scripture. They don't allow that word to have place in them, which is a shame. That lack of submission or obedience is to the rebellious person's detriment. When you got the leaders in the home families, the communities and everything, why make their job harder with your rebellious? Or put a stumbling block before them? That's some of my things I've been meditating on a little bit. Why put a stumbling block before your brother to fall or your sister to fall, whoever's having to lead things? Like, why make their job harder, give them more grief, stress, but since you don't care, and you're walking after the stumbling block of your own iniquity, and your wicked ways put the stumbling block before the person who's there to be a helper for your soul, that's watching for your soul. Just things to consider, something to consider, because, that's not something that we should do. It shouldn't be a testimony of any of us. Time to get to counsel saints here and there. When people come to me with certain problems they may have, they want to talk, and, sometimes I'm talking to a brother that's dealing with rebellion or something like that, or somebody like, or things, that I know is going on. Some of us rooted in people's rebellion, or they're just their stubbornness, their own wicked, selfish ways, and Some are striving to get free. Some aren't. Hallelujah. JWAFE. I don't know who you are, but bless you. And so that's those of you who are submitted, stay that way. For those of you who are rebellious, you need to turn and repent. Stop being such a deaf. Well, okay, Brother Jordan from Louisiana. Okay, hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. And, you know, one thing, too, also, you know, you look at the family structure, you know, yeah. First of all, when you start at the top, it's the Most High, the man, the woman, and the children. You know, you got all the pecking order. You know, Pastor talked about that clean the coast spirit, with people being, women being submissive to their husbands and things like that. But, you know, if you got the family pecking order, you know, we got to make sure we all fulfill our role. So that's what we're going to get judged on, the role that we perform. That was going to get allotted to us. You know, I as a husband, my wife, my shy sister Ashley as a wife, my children, and their roles. And, you know, everybody's family is told, you know, in the same tilt, you know. But, so the family order, you know, it's definitely important. But, you know, brothers and fathers, one thing we need to make sure that we don't do is that we don't put stumbling blocks for our children as well, too. You know, we do everything. If you do everything you're supposed to do, and they don't obey you, or they don't serve y'all, then hey, that's on them. But at least make sure you're obeying the word in your part, doing your part. Now, speaking on this scripture here, you know, Father, okay, Ephesians chapter 6, we read verses 1-4. Children. Obey your parents and the master. Well, read for the King James, it says, Lord. But this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord. And then that first part, does the children obey their parents? But this is right. You know, honor their mother and father, you know, that's the first commandment with promise. Get to verse 4, and you fathers, provoke not your children around, but bring them up in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord. So what, fathers, what are you doing? What are we doing? And what are you doing to provoke your children around? I mean, some of you, they see the complacency, the lack of devotion to the Most High in your life, that provokes them to wrath. Or because you don't got a zeal, but they got one, you won't let them serve Yah to the fullest capacity that they want to show forth, and you hindering that in them. But at the same time, these children still, no matter what you do, they still have to obey. In spite of you now, they got to obey you. They're in your house, and until they come of age, if they decide to leave, and you know, if you don't serve Yah, they leave your house and go. Hook, you know, and go hook up with those who are following the Most High. I'll just say they will stay in this ministry after your wicked tail has left, and they come back wanting to serve y'all because they had to wait till they were old enough to leave your house. Yeah, and it's a shame, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, that the children are put in that position. And you know, our beloved Sister Jordan here, she was in that position. Her parents want her to go out and be a worldly girl, you know, be wicked. And not serve Yah, trying to hook her up, you know, with men and stuff. But Jordan didn't want to do that. She wanted to serve Jesus, and she did. You know, hide in the closet, listen to the messages and everything that she did, just to keep herself connected and keep her spirit fed until she was able to get away from them. The hallelujah! And I'm grateful that the Most High was able to preserve her. And other ones out there as well too. You know, we got Sister Tammy and other young people who just had to bide their time. But you know, for parents, we got to make sure we are not oppressing our children. Now, provoking them to serve the Most High, yeah. that, you know, they got all the world in their, all the world in their mind. You're not provoking the wrath. You're trying to get them to read their Bible, get them to keep their eyes on the King. But it takes your righteous example too, though. You know, because it only goes so far. I mean, and even at that, after you've done all you can do, then that's it. I understand that. But at least then, you know, you showed them the way, and you didn't hinder them, and they were able to. Then they make their choices from there. And that's not your fault. They decide to go to the world. But don't push them off there. You know, being wicked and just having a, being a bad testimony. Hallelujah. So let's read this. I want to read. Let me go there. Thanks. I just want to talk to us a little bit tonight. I don't really have much, but I want to say, just say a few things. But, you know, in light of this, dealing with some of these mindsets, you know, some of our mindsets are demonically inspired. You know, we've heard pastors say this many a time. Most of you have not had an original thought. You may think it's a thought. Think it's your the thoughts that you have originate with you or from you. But they're actually from the devils that are in you. Demons that you give place to in your mind. Let them go stronger and stronger. Just many forsake deliverance, that pastor says. Don't get it. And if you wonder why you're getting worse and worse. But a lot of these thoughts that come to your mind, they help frame these mindsets and help you operate in the wrong way. Steering your course, which is going to take you away from the Most High. I'm going to read 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. You know, many times I have a situation come up, they're like, well, what's going on? Why am I having to go through this? Let's say, like, even with the children, why is my child acting this way? Why is my son rebelling? Why is my daughter rebelling? This fiery trials will come on you. Or the children's situation, wonder why mom and dad don't want to serve God, and they're fearing for their spiritual, for their souls. It's like, man, why is my mom and dad not doing right? But tell them, don't think it's strange. Most times allowing this to show you where you're at. Test your heart. See how much you love him. See if you're gonna maintain your integrity. See if you're gonna hold on to him no matter what situation you are in. If any, when you're going through something, like Paul said, what's the state I found myself? I'm there and I've learned to be content. So if you're in a bad marriage situation, your wife, your husband don't want to serve Yah, you have to be content in that situation, sister. You serve Yah and let your chaste conversation convict him. You don't go out preach to them. Just live holy, be chaste, and let your holy conversation convict him in due time. And he'll see the light, the right fruit. Father bring him in. Next thing you know, because you walked holy, sister, you're able to save your husband. Excuse me. But that testimony he's seen in you, the light he's seen in you, is able to draw him and bring him in. But we have a lot of situations at times where, you know, we think it's strange. We wonder why we're going through trials, we're going through the fire. But it's all for our perfection. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to, you know, because I get really, really, it's troubling when you see these things happen with families, especially when the parents could do better if their hearts were in the right place. You know, they hadn't fallen from their own steadfastness in that area of their walk, where their commitment has changed. It's like, you know, well, what happened? It wasn't everybody else that changed. It was you. And then your children see it, and they're wondering, they see the hypocrisy or the inconsistency of you, and they're like, hey, well, and you're getting questioned by them. They're like, so? You know, they got a concern for their soul. Hey, you leading me, but you going the opposite way. I know the right way, especially for older children, like teenagers and stuff. I mean, they're like, hey, mom, dad, hey, if dad's in the house, or if it's just a single mom or a single father, then, hey, look, either way, whoever's leading them, they got concerns for their souls. The ones, the young people who are spiritual enough to see and understand, you know, you got younger children who might not understand it, but they'll ask, hey, you know, like people that are falling away, my children ask, well, daddy, is so-and-so going to hell? And I said, well, son, I'd usually just tell them, well, I hope they don't. If they can find y'all for themselves, they won't. But that's between them and y'all now, because their family has left to go, you know, they've had to go with their father and their mother, and they've left serving y'all with us. And I hope the child can find their way back before it's too late. That's the only hope. I mean, you know, I hate to, well, sometimes I just tell them, yeah, if that situation don't change, if they stay with their mother and father, they learn to walk after that, walk in that wicked way, they'll be lost. You know, of course, you know, it's hard on them because they're like, well, I'm losing my friends, you know. And it's a shame, but, you know, when these things happen, the mother and father don't give a damn. You know, it's like if you lost the vision. You know, without a vision, people perish. But the mother and father lose the vision. You know, their children are affected by that lost vision. When the devil puts their light out, put their eyes out, and the children are going along with it. Some children want to go, some don't. But either way, it's a loss. And you can't. What do you do? What do you do for them? You know, you pray in the feet. You hope the Most High deliver, keep them. But if they're lost, they're lost. Once they're saved, they're saved. But it's always been in the hands of the Most High. But I try to encourage my children when things happen like that, just so they don't get discouraged. Because sometimes they even ask, well, are we going to fall away? I said, nope. No, we're not. We're going to stick with y'all. We're going to keep serving y'all. If it's your best friend that fell away, well, hey, the Most High sends you another one. You know, if that family left and, you know, one of the boys or their buddies or whatever, you know, and some of the girls they knew, young girls, they knew, like, well, you know, because my boys have asked about this one particular family a lot, and I've had to keep telling them, you know, just say, look, boys, y'all have to focus on the friends you have, the brothers and sisters, that young brothers and sisters that love y'all with you now. Don't worry about them. Can't do nothing about the people that's left. Hallelujah. But let's make sure, as fathers and mothers, we are, you know, sowing the good seeds in our children. But most of all, our walk, our way of life is that really the good seed. Because they'll know one way to live. Hey, my mother, my father, they lived like this. They did this in their servitude to the Most High, yeah. I mean, are there things that can be corrected? Yeah. As Most High gives light and shows us where we need to, things that we need to do differently or whatever, make things better, he'll give that light and he'll show it, and we'll adjust and walk in there. But don't just come point the fingers and go, hey, y'all are doing this wrong. It don't work like that. What are you doing? How are you living? What's your example? A lot of people that have left, the pastor throw it out there. If there's something better, come tell us. And we'll show you how to submit there. But nobody ever comes back and nobody ever leaves and comes back and shows us how to do it better, how to be more holy, how to be more righteous. They don't do that. They sit out there on their little holy thrones, pointing the finger, justifying themselves to appease their own wicked conscience. Hallelujah. I don't want to read something from Sirach, chapter 4. Sirach, chapter 3. I lost there for a minute. Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Let me get there. So we'll start at verse 19. Matthew 6, 19 through 24. Let me make this screen bigger. Hold on. All right. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body should be full of light. But the eye be evil, thy whole body should be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. But you cannot serve Yah and mammon. You can't serve Yah and mammon. You got to choose between the two. Who are you going to serve? I'll choose you this day. A lot of times you see through people's walk where their treasure is. Mm-hmm. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, if your treasure's in heaven, in the Shemaim, then you're going to walk that. You're going to walk according to that. But if you want to make your little kingdom on this earth and live after that and strive for that, then it's going to manifest itself in the things that we do. You know, you won't be praying. You won't be fasting. You won't be reading the Bible. You won't be obeying those that have the rule over you. You know, you be a brother or sister in the community, in the fellowship community, sowing discord, sowing disunity, life that's rebellious, because you want to serve your own kingdom, not build up the kingdom of Yah within you. You know, you're not building up yourself in the most holy faith. But you want to build up your own little kingdom. You know, you want what's yours. I want this. I want that. I want to do this. I want to do that. Act like somebody's holding you back. No, your job is to serve the Most High, to fear Yah and keep His commandments, not building your own little wicked kingdom. Hallelujah. Hope it makes sense, saints. You know, what's our purpose? To do the will of the Most High. Serving the one we say we love. Hallelujah, our Redeemer, our Savior. If we love Him like we say we do, we can't just love in word only, but in deed. And how you show that deed? By what you do for your brothers and sisters. You've done this unto the least of these, my brothers. You've done it also unto me, Jesus said. You know, if I offend Brother Jordan's here or Brother Willie, if I did something to offend them or do something to offend them, I'm not just offending them, I'm offending G, because he's in it. No, you're not, Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. So I can't just act any kind of way towards my brothers or my sisters and say, hey, you know, say that's okay. No, Jesus got something for me. I hope he's getting before I leave this earth so I can get it right. I'd rather have his chastisement upon me and get driven to my knees, get driven to repentance, so the goodness of Yah can manifest itself in my life, so it can lead me to repentance, so I can get things right with those who I've sinned against. Well, offense. You know, whether it be my brother or sister, or even my children, my wife, my shot, you know, my pastor, my, you know, whoever, my elder, whoever, the brother that's the head of the community that I'm in, I'm always challenging him, coming against him in every kind of way, making his life a living hell, making my pastor's life a living hell in the community. Like, damn, every time he says, hey, brother, let's do this. Ah, oh, well, pastor, I think we should do it this way. Or Brother Daniel says, hey, brother, let's do this. And the brother says, hey, Brother Daniel, you're wrong, man. We should do this. All that coming back, all that kicking back in the wrong way. Not if he asks, hey, y'all, you know, looking for feedback on how to do something the right way, but if you just always get that rebellion spewing out of you, just shut your damn mouth. Hallelujah, just shut up. Brother Will, you're a captain on the boat. You want all that rebellion, all that clap back when you give your crew orders? You say, hey, brother, y'all, you know, it's time to pull up the anchor. They say, no, captain, I think we need the anchor to stay down. But it's time to go. We need to pull up the anchor so we can get out of here. I mean, you got one captain on that boat, right, Willie, or is it two? When you're running it. Running your ship, I think, how you tell me if things run. But there's only one head leading the team. Well, that's what those pastors say here. You know, that other pastor down that said that. But it wasn't him. He told us to do one thing and something else happens. Yeah, I know. Y'all listen to the other pastor down. You know, so because we need to stop this these rebellious voices that we give place to and allow to operate in. Yeah, hallelujah, brother. Well, they don't stay long. Yeah, they can't. And I, when I was a supervisor at my job, I had one person under me that, good Jesus, this particular individual, she used to try my spirit every single day. Every single day that we worked. I was like, good Jesus, why can't this person, this man, just do what I tell him? Give him his assignment. Well, I don't want to do this. Or just got, always had something to say. Just couldn't just go do it. Well, I'm sorry, unless it was a job that he wanted to do. Then that was no problem. But if he didn't want to do it, I had to fight him tooth and nail all the way to get the job done. But anyway, hallelujah. It just, that was his nature, though. And he didn't know how to, you know, he don't have no governor on him to convict him what, you know, what to do right. So, when I instructed him, hallelujah, just had to endure him and strive to get the job done anyway. I want to read something from Sirach, you know, because this is instruction to the children. Well, let's listen to this. Sirach chapter 3, start at verse 1. Hear me, your father, O children, and do thereafter that you may be safe. For the Lord hath given the father honor over the children and hath confirmed the authority of the mother over the sons. Whoso honors his father maketh an atonement for his sins, and he that honors his mother is as one that layeth up treasure. Whoso honors his father shall have joy of his own children, and when he maketh his prayer, he shall be heard. He that honors his father shall have a long life, and he that is obedient unto the Lord shall be a comfort to his mother. He that feareth the Lord will honor his father and will do service unto his parents as to his masters. Honor thy father and mother both in word and deed, that a blessing may come upon thee from them. For the blessing of the father establishes the houses of children, but the curse of the mother ruleth out foundations. Glory not in the dishonor of thy father, for thy father's dishonor is no glory unto thee. Let me stop there for a minute. And I can tell you, thanks, with that scripture in particular, now I remember my own father after the flesh. And the things about him that, you know, the wicked things about him that I did not care for at all. But at the same time, you know, I mean, he did provide food, clothes for us children at home. So as much as wicked as my father may have been in his areas of wickedness, he did provide. And I didn't really want to just talk bad about my father, right? Just because I had my hatred for him, because bitterness and unforgiveness, you know, all the devils I was full of, you know, towards him. You know, and of course my mother's wicked mouth, you know, her words, you know, that spirit in her was able to feed all that in the children. You know, but I didn't want to just speak bad of my father. I had a conversation with someone one time, and it was kind of like, what to say? Well, you think your dad was whatever. Just trying to get me to say, in a way, say something to dishonor. And I was like, no, I mean, but either way, but my dad had his problems, but he did do his job. That was going to be, when it came time to, the chastisement, you know, like I say, he provided food, clothing, a home for us, and he corrected us with a passion. I'll just say that. My dad didn't play. He laid the hammer down to us when it came to six of us. If he whooped one of us, or we had to whoop us all. He didn't get tired. The more he never he was spanked, the more he spanked, the stronger he got. You thought he'd be tired when he got to the last person. No, he was full of wrath. My kid, if you were the last one, you would get more than the first five guys, depending on what order he was doing it in. But, you know, not to say he was right in, you know, spanking us in anger or that either, but it wasn't right to, my mindset, it wasn't right to, for me in that conversation, to dishonor my father or the glory to dishonor, say, yeah, Dad, was it? No, uh-uh. I'm not a judge. It's not my job. I can't judge my father. He can judge me because he's over me. You know, my father, you know, he's over me. He can judge me, but I can't judge him. So I wasn't going to just
say anything. You don't got to let, you know, if you start learning the word till you learn, hey, you better be careful what you throw out there in the air. And I wasn't going to, you know, just disrespect my father or slam him anymore. I mean, because it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't proper. We didn't speak nothing bad about him in that regard. You know, of course, you know, when I said that, the saints got it. They understood this. Oh, yeah, you're right, man. So, but you know, but hallelujah. We don't want to glory. We're going to glory not in the dishonor of thy father, but our father's dishonor is no glory unto thee. It ain't going to bring you no glory dishonoring your father. For the glory of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to the children. My son, help thy father in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth. And if his understanding fail, have patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in full strength. For the relieving of thy father shall not be forgotten, and instead of his, of sins, it shall be added to build thee up. In the day of thine affliction, it shall be remembered. Thy sins also shall melt away as the ice in the fair warm weather. He that forsaketh his father is as a blasphemer, and he that angereth his mother is cursed of God. My son, go on with thy business in meekness. So shalt thou be loved of him that is approved. And you know, just wanted to read that about the children and the father and the mother. You know, things in that pertain to the father and the mother, and everything. And it helps the child to have the right type of attitude towards his mother and father. In other words, you know, all that's showing you why you should obey, why you should honor your mother and father, and reading all that in that chapter. Hallelujah. And I want to read, hold on, let me go there. And I, you know, let's go to the first two, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, when I was talking to a young brother too, and try to give him some encouragement in the things that he is dealing with pertaining to his family situation. And this scripture popped in my mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but those things which are not seen are eternal. You know, so even at that, you know, the situations that come up, brothers and sisters, that we deal with that are, you know, contrary to the way that we may want our life to be, at any given moment, like your child and your parents are doing this and cause you grief and suffering or whatever, or your brother or sister is doing stuff, you know, you don't have to just relate this to the mother and father stuff, but any situation that you're in that may be bad. Well, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. They're still working something in the kingdom, folks. Because this suffering in this world ain't going to be forever. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. We got something we're looking for. We're looking for that city whose builder and maker is Yah, like Abraham. That new Jerusalem is coming down from Yah. Coming down from Yah. You know, so we can't lose hope. We can't let our heart fail us while we're going through tough times. You know, and don't think it's strange for the fiery trial that's to try. Hey, just all you can do is just rejoice. Thank y'all that you're going through it. Thanks for all the discomforts, the afflictions in your flesh, your body. You know, we just got to get our mind, keep the right mindset, no matter what. Anybody think their life so bad, Brother Willie? Let's put them out there in the boat with you for 3 weeks or a month, however long you stay out. I bet they'd be glad to come home to that place they don't want to be there. Well, some of the other situations, you know, some place, you know, because somebody else, you know, in other words, Somebody else may have got a situation that's worse than yours. You think yours is the only bad situation. Somebody else is going through something worse than you going through. I guarantee. At least you still got food on your back, or food in your mouth, clothes on your back, bed to sleep in, brothers and sisters to be around. So let's just remember, let's be thankful for everything that that the Most High has provided for us. Thankful for the good. We will be thankful for the bad as well. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, that's all I got for you tonight. Just want to share what was on my heart here a little bit. Just want to talk to us about that. I do hope that you all edified. Pray you all be strengthened. Hope everybody will be strengthened. If you will have a prosperous and blessed week, and go back and listen to Pastor Donald's message. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Travis. And yeah, Brother Willie. Yeah. Everybody ain't cut out to be away from home like that. I agree with you. But you go back and listen to the Sabbath message. Faith, go back and be listening to that. Make sure you keep the man of y'all in prayer. Keep doing the, keep binding and loosing, sending back curses, breaking curses off the ministry, off the man of y'all, off yourselves, off your own homes. You know, you just got to stay in the fight, brothers and sisters, in other words. Do all those things that need to happen like that. All the spiritual work that needs to be done. Because, you know, our enemy is not sleeping. They are out there. You know, you got these witches, they go on fast 40 days. Trying to break up righteous homes and things like that. So we got to make sure we stay diligent in things that we're supposed to, you know? Oh, yeah, Brother William coming along slowly, but hallelujah. But let's be diligent, saints, tonight in the spiritual work out there. But keep one another lifted, you know? Pray for one another. Hallelujah. And keep yourselves in the love of the Most High Yah. All right, brothers and sisters, I do bless you all. Thank you for being here tonight. And for those of you who will be listening later, bless you, Sister Brittany. I do pray you all be strengthened and encouraged in the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Jessica. Brother Josh, thank you again, too, brother. Hallelujah. All right. Shalom. We love you all, saints.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.